Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Salty Sisters. Gang's all here. I'm Kristen.
I'm Brianna. Hello.
Yeah.
We're back, bitches.
So excited to be back.
Totally.
Goodness.
When I recorded by myself last week, I sat in your spot and recorded.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, it sounded great last week. It seems like it'd be tough to solo pod.
Mark's like, you didn't really have the same, he didn't say excitement. I forgot the word he used. I'm like, well, yeah, like, I'm talking to myself.
Right.
What did you think about Gina? I know, right? You know, I felt kind of nuts, but.
Yeah, well, you need to put out some content, you know?
Yeah. Do you want to tell our listeners about why you were gone and how your week was?
Oh, we just went on a little vacay. Spent a couple of days in Lexington. Did some bourbon tastings.
Tennessee.
And then we went to Knoxville, Tennessee. Lexington's in Kentucky. And then we went to Knoxville, Tennessee to visit some friends. It was good. It was real good. Real good to get away. It was beautiful weather. We hiked in the Smoky Mountains. I had never been to the Smoky Mountains. Things like that.
You found some new bourbon that you really like.
Yep. And we stayed at the best hotel I've ever stayed at in Lexington called the Winchester.
Hello, Winchester.
It was really cool.
I can't wait until Mark and I get invited next year and can go.
Very mid-century modern.
Yes.
So yeah, good to be back. Good to be back.
Our listeners really missed you.
Thank you
so
much.
I really missed you.
Thank you. I saw all those comments. Just kidding. And Sani.
Bring her back. Bring her back. Well, our week has been just fine. Mark has caught the sickness that I got from his parents' place.
You guys are disgusting.
Dude, we're in a fucking... It's been a rough couple weeks. I had a dental procedure yesterday. I'm in like the beginning stages of getting an implant on my left side. So I got the screw put down into my gums and jaw yesterday. So that was fun. Apparently I'm on some weird 14-day food restriction. If you can bite it or chew it, you shouldn't eat it. Off. Spent $50 at the grocery store. I looked like I had kiddos yesterday by all the shit I bought, like pouches, applesauce, yogurt.
Mark's she looks, like, you want she some looks great.
Mark's like, do you want some Jello or some pudding? No, but the mouth feels just fine today.
That's you know? Great. You look great.
Thanks. It's all those oxys I'm taking. Just kidding, Mom. Not taking any drugs. Definitely can't smoke.
You goddamn pill popper.
Before we get into our clicking or not clicking, this was something I follow this Instagram from our Salty Sisters Instagram called Middle Class Fancy, and they put out some really funny shit. And I saw this, I think maybe last week, and it was their list of phrases to retire forever. There's 10 of them. Number one, I did a thing. Number two, adulting. Number three, I'm not crying, you're crying. Number four, I'm just going to leave this here. Five, this. Six, so that happened. Seven, my person. Fucking agree. Nine, all of the feels. And 10, the struggle is real.
I like, so that happened. But I can see retiring the rest.
I think I say this sometimes.
Maybe. Like, what do you mean? Like, in the context of, like, and this.
Or, like, if somebody said something I agreed with, I would be like, this.
Oh.
Or something, maybe. Maybe weird. I don't say it.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Maybe it's just something I type when I'm commenting on things.
I can't believe they don't have that slaps on there. Because Dana Cathan said that on the Disrespectfully podcast, and I was disturbed.
Is that who said it? I know I've heard it recently, and I about want to bang my head against the
yeah.
wall.
Yeah, and she's so cool, but she can't even make that phrase cool.
Nobody can make that phrase cool.
No.
Also, was wondering why, let's go, wasn't on there. And also, man, there was another one I couldn't think of, but...
Definitely my person. And I feel like everybody who says that...
They say it wrong. Like, it's... Everybody uses it in the wrong fucking context. Meredith and Christina say that a bit about each other because they're best friends. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, you can't... Like, you would be my person
yeah.
because, like, we're best friends. Like, Mark...
We're best friends.
We're best friends. So everybody that says that, I just want to...
And it's like, we all know where that came from, people. Like,
yeah.
I think people think, like, that's just a phrase that didn't come from Grey's Anatomy, and it did. And we all get it, and it's not fucking original, so just stop saying it.
Nah.
The end.
Kristen would also like if I stopped saying woof.
Oh, God. I mean, like, every other text, you're like, woof.
I'm trying hard to not swear so much. It's not going well. I'm just
Why?
Kidding. I'm not really. I'm not. I just, like, every once in a while, I'm like, maybe instead of saying fuck, I'll just be like, woof.
Maybe think of a different phrase. Like, whoa. I don't know.
Whoa.
What are we clicking on this week?
Man, there was some something I noticed this week, a trend a little bit, was how much I fucking hate headlines. I just got done listening to the latest Felicity podcast episode, Dear Felicity on The Ringer, and I heard Jennifer Garner talk, and I heard her say this exact same thing. But of course, the headline I saw today was Jennifer Garner recalls crying in the bathroom after her Felicity audition. And if you guys listen to the podcast and listen to her interview, she said she cried in the bathroom because the scene that she was auditioning for required her to cry. And she just had to go into the bathroom afterwards and like continue to like let that out because it was just, you know, she can't just like stop crying on a drop of a dime. And we'll get into this later, but also the fucking Tom Sandoval talking to Alex Baskin when the headline was, I should have just pulled the trigger. And he's referring to he should have just pulled the trigger on breaking up with Ariana, not killing himself, which is how they wanted it to come across so more people would click on it.
Oh,
so
that's fucked up.
I really hate it. Grey is coming back. Longest running TV drama in history for its 21st season.
Well, I saw that. I mean, what are they going to put out this year? Like 6 episodes? So yeah, I'd hope they'd come back.
That's a great question.
Because like they just started back up. I mean, probably more than 6, but it's just only like less than half a year.
But you know what's funny is when you take into account of how many like breaks they usually take, maybe it'll be semi-normal-ish.
Yeah, like 12 or something.
Yeah, and maybe they're just going to only put out the good content and not the bullshit filler episodes.
True.
So we'll see. I'm wondering if you have been clicking on this, the Beyoncé-Lily Allen drama?
No.
I know. Who the fuck is Lily Allen? Am I right?
I know who that is.
I know, me too. Oh. That was just a lot of hater comments about Lily Allen. So Lily Allen talking about Beyoncé releasing her country music album called it Calculated. Apparently, she's also releasing her own country album, Lily Allen is. So she said, and I also want to put this out there, that Beyoncé is from Texas and Lily Allen is from, like, London. She said, and I quote, I think it's been quite calculated, said Allen about the genre switch. I feel like when Jay-Z got up at the Grammys, that was part of this campaign. It was before the album had come out or even had been announced, and she was wearing the blonde wig and cowboy hat. Now Beyoncé is the most played woman on country music, she added before criticizing the multiple Grammy winners' decision to cover Dolly Parton's 1973 smash hit Jolene. Also, I'm not even going to say this fucker's name because he's just some old crusty white dude, but apparently all of this Beyoncé country thing has caused quite the stir in the country music
for
scene.
Sure.
Shocker. But he, this stupid douchebag, was also accused of racism when he compared the Crazy in Love singer's ambitions to step into the new genre to a dog marking its territory during an interview with conservative network One America News.
One America. Oh, Christ. I'm sorry, Lily Allen. Of course it's calculated.
Everything is calculated.
Like, this isn't some, like, hot fucking take by you, Lily Allen, who, by the way, like, doesn't like to tour and just like lulls about and whatever. I just can't even, like, these two shouldn't even be spoken in the same sentence.
Hey, Lily Allen, this feels calculated that you're talking about Beyoncé's country album on your podcast
when
you release a country music album. I mean, this is like when people come after Taylor Swift because, you know, the Beehive.
Yeah, Beehive.
Is it Beehive or Beyhive?
Beyoncé, Beehive.
It doesn't even make sense. But anyways, they really came out to came after Lily Allen, I should say.
100%.
And I'm going to just drop this in here. Mark and I accidentally watched like the last half of the iHeart Music Awards, and Beyoncé was recognized for, I'm so sorry, I forgot, but she called out,
like, Innovator of the Year.
Something like that. Yeah. She said, to all the record labels, every radio station, every award show, telling the audience at awards that the music industry needs to become more open to the joy and liberation that comes from enjoying art with no preconceived notions. I really respected that and appreciated it. I don't know why anybody cares that she is singing a country song or has a country album, that she covered Dolly Parton. She covered Paul Beatles.
McCartney?
Yes. One of his songs. And he like came out in her defense after this Lily Allen thing. So, hey, Lily Allen, sit the fuck down.
Go to bed. I mean, I told you when you were like, why is she in a cowboy hat, that she, I had heard she's doing a country album, and I follow nothing to do with Beyoncé. Like, I don't follow her very much. And I had read that. So it's not been a big secret that the reason she showed up to the Grammys in a fucking cowboy hat was because she was putting out a country album.
Yeah.
It takes zero research, Lily Allen. Don't be a fucking punk. Oh my God.
What a great way to just get your name in the headlines. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
This calculated move of hers does not make sense.
Wow, Is she still dating the Stranger Things guy?
I don't even know. I didn't click anything. Okay. My last clicking on, and then you can go. I read that rom-coms are trying to really make a comeback.
Yeah, man.
Brooke Shields is in a new Netflix movie called Mother of the Bride. It drops May 9th. It looks really cute.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it looks super, like, dumb and predictable, but it looks...
Like, is it, like, a take on Father of the Bride?
Great question. No.
Okay.
They did get asked that question. It's not anything to do with Father of the Bride, but what's his butt? From NYPD Blue, the hot one.
Sipowicz?
No, not Sipowicz.
Jimmy Smits?
Yeah. Yes. Wait, fuck. Is he on one? I don't know. Miss Congeniality, the cop.
Oh, no. That's Julia Roberts' ex-husband.
Yeah.
Benjamin.
Brad. Anyways, he's in it. Brooke Shields is in it. Chad Michael Murray is in it.
Wow. This is a real gem, isn't it?
And then somebody from the fucking Disney Channel, like iCarly or something. It's not iCarly, but somebody like that.
Got it.
I watched the trailer. I'll probably watch it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Got it.
What are you clicking on?
Anything to do with the movie Civil War? Have you watched this trailer with Kirsten Dunst?
I haven't, but it's her and Jesse Plemons, right?
Well, he's in it very, like, a short amount of time.
I just thought that they're doing the, like, press tour for it, kind of.
Yeah. So that led me to Jesse Plemons. He's got a very small part, but do you know he has been in 7 Best Picture nominees since leaving Friday Night Lights behind?
R.I.P. No.
Is, like, the most... It's, like, right up there with, like, Marlon Brando and, like, all these old school actors. Now, they've been small parts. He's never been, like, a lead, well, except for that one movie, The Power of the Dog. I think he had
Please, no more talk about Power of the Dog. Thank
you. But, yeah, you know, he will forever be known in our hearts as Landry Clark from Friday Night Lights.
Landry.
Who was one of the best characters. I mean, he's just so good. Crucif Victorious, his band. I mean, it's just so good.
And he's just so fucking adorable.
Seriously. Anyways, they were talking about both of them, but then when they were talking about Kirsten Dunst, she was talking about how when she did Spider-Man, when she was like 17, the director like told her to fix her teeth and a couple more things, and she didn't. And basically, like, she credits her resilience to Sofia Coppola, who, like, cast her in The Virgin Suicides in the late 90s, and she said, like, I love your teeth. Like, basically, she just, like, gave her the confidence woman to woman, and it had a major impact on her to have an older sister figure looking up to and who could tell her you're perfect as you are. And it, I mean, like, that can really mess with your
dude
shit.
Can you imagine if she would... like come out with just like these capped straight chiclet teeth.
Right. And then, oh, of course, she's like, I didn't realize at the time, says Dunst. I realized it later in decisions I had made not to change the teeth, not to blow up my lips or whatever it is that everyone wants to look like.
God, Kirsten Dunst is my hero.
Seriously.
This is what I'm saying.
It's just cool. So that was good. I'm excited to see that movie. It comes out this weekend, I think. I'm not like going to go see it in theaters or anything, but
I'm just thinking back to like Jennifer Grey, who got a nose job and just like unrecognizable. Right. And like that was just like a just detrimental career move for her. Not that Kirsten Dunst's teeth were probably going to be the same thing, but like that is why she's so adorable. Like her little dimple, you know, like she has such a unique look to her. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud that she never. And is she the same age as you?
She's like 41.
Okay. She looks so wonderful, like, but you can tell, how do I word this right? I don't want to say you can tell that she's aging gracefully, but like she is aging gracefully. She looks like a normal human being because she hasn't done those things. She hasn't blown up her lips or whatever the case is. So
right.
I hope that other girls will see her and now use her as a mentor.
For sure. It wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't talk about shit like
God, I'm just dying to talk about Botox.
People's face. You is coming back for its 5th and final season. Yes. And it is going back to New York.
Did see that. I'm very excited.
I'll watch. Even though it's hard to like keep up with these shows that put out like 10 episodes and then like come back like 13 months later and you're like, what even happened 13 months ago?
Oh man, last season was super fucked up.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, but like it's when they're at like at that house. Oh man, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll have to rewatch it.
Yep.
Scott Speedman gonna be in this latest?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of the people that are still alive. Maybe Jenna Ortega will come back.
God, I hope so.
Brie loves her. Taylor Swift is number 14 on Forbes billionaire list, joining the likes of, in order, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Michael Jordan, Oprah, Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kim Kardashian are all in the top 10, and she's now joined the club. And she's interesting enough because she really only makes her money off of songwriting, music, and touring, whereas, like, you know, Rihanna has Fenty,
sure,
Beauty, and Kim Kardashian, you know, as a singer.
Oh, yeah, they have all those, like, brand deals, yes, and sponsorships, and I didn't even really think about that
right,
she doesn't endorse anything or...
Yeah, she doesn't have, like, side hustles.
Except is it Capital One, that credit card?
Oh, yeah, that's
commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple more things I've got.
Yeah.
Sex and the City's on Netflix. I'm going to start to rewatch it.
I wonder if anything has changed, like, music-wise. I've just, like, they've been talking about that so much on the Felicity Pod that I'm just wondering now about other shows as they go to streaming. And if Sex and the City being on HBO Max, obviously it was an HBO show, is any different than it being on Netflix.
I don't think so. And I don't really think I think of any sort of music when I think of Sex mm-hmm. and the City. So, yeah, basically, like, Netflix, like, HBO had said back in the day they were never going to go on Netflix, but they made some sort of deal with certain shows, like,
money talks, peoples.
Exactly. But I think I'm going to start watching it, and I feel like we should do a Sex and the City corner, but we don't have to. I know.
I caught a couple episodes of it because they played on E! All of the time. Let me tell you, for people, I'm assuming there's a lot of people that have only watched that show on TV, and it is just a completely different show,
it is.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it really doesn't even make sense if you have watched it and then go watch the episodes that air on normal TV. It's super weird.
Like, I watched the first one at the gym this morning, and it was, like, a cool, quick 26 minutes. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, they're quick.
Good show. I mean, you know, it really does relate a lot to dating nowadays. I feel like if you were to be dating nowadays, like, I don't know.
Aren't you so glad? I think she does it for most of the first season, maybe, but that after the first season, she, like, stops talking to the camera.
Yeah.
It's kind of obnoxious. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, that's kind of all I've been clicking on. Things that I'm not clicking on, I don't really know, but I have not been paying too much attention to, like, the Euphoria situation. And
dude, like, I don't even think there's anything to report on the Euphoria situation. It's not filming. It is delayed yet again.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, Hunter Schafer came out and talked about Fez and Angus Cloud, you know, and they just need to end it. Like,
I completely agree.
I would respect that. There's nothing they can bring back on that show that would make it make sense. You know, I don't know.
Agreed. What about you? Anything?
Not clicking on anything to do with Rebel Wilson.
Yep. She put a book out.
I don't care about anything having to do with her. She's like one of these celebrities, and I think, like, Seth Rogen has been in this, and that one guy from, like, My Name is Earl or something, like, these, nah, I'm not even gonna go there. I don't care. I saw one comment about the interview she gave about Sacha Baron Cohen, and it was like, I know way more than I ever wanted to about Rebel Wilson and not by my choosing or something, because it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Anything having to do with Gypsy Rose, here she is again. I know you thought maybe the divorce was the last headline you see, but now it's, she's going under the knife for plastic surgery.
Oh, no.
She's getting a nose job.
Oh, God.
Thank you for the people. You know what I love about Instagram is when I see these fucking headlines that are just trying to make you click on it, and then people in the comments will just, like, screenshot what it is and just share it so you don't have to click into it. I really appreciate those people.
I didn't know that was the thing.
Yeah, not always, but Tori Spelling getting divorced.
All right, I fucking thought she was divorced, so.
I honestly did, too. Haven't they been, like,
separated for quite a while, I think.
Oh, my God. And don't worry, she's got a new podcast.
What a fucking train wreck of a fucking two people.
Misspelling, it's called, yeah.
Don't her and Jenny Garth have a podcast too?
Yeah, 902 on OMG. I have subscribed to that podcast since it started. I've never listened to one episode of it.
Yikes.
I know, Kate Beckinsale.
Wow. Oh my
There's
God.
Another headline today about another fucking hospital selfie that she posted. Still hasn't released while she's in the hospital. I don't care.
How are you, like, posting selfies from the hospital but haven't released while you're in the hospital? Oh, my God. Nobody fucking... Oh, God.
And, like, this isn't something I'm not clicking on. I think I meant to talk about this earlier in my random thoughts, but I saw pictures of Zendaya with the tour she's doing for that tennis movie with, like, that...
Challengers.
Yeah, like, that white skirt and whatever. She looks super cute. But like, do you ever look at people like Zendaya and think to yourself what it would be like to be that skinny?
Not really, but what I think about is what I would look like if I stood next to her.
Oh, God.
Hey, Heifer, me, not her. Like, I'm gotta be like 10 sizes bigger than her or something.
Oh, my God. It's just like she is so tiny. And I, you know, like you and I are in like good shape and it's fine. But yeah, we would be like obese. We would be the Kid Rock equivalent of the plus size people that he would get with when he didn't sell as many albums.
For sure.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, she looks great in everything.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But like in a good way because she's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got for Not Clickins.
I wanted to ask you if there were any good April Fool's jokes that you fell for.
No.
Oh. The only one I did was this, the Stassi's coming back on VPR. And like, oh my God, what? Oh my God, what? And then I saw like the happy April Fool's thing.
Yeah, I, you know, I have fallen victim to clicking into things like that past April Fool's where really anything I see that day now, I just assume it's all fucking bullshit. Thanks a lot, April Fool's.
I wanted to talk about Kristen Cavallari quick because I've been off her train for a bit ever since she told me to drink clear liquid at Thanksgiving and her takes on sunscreen, whatever, it's fine. But now that she's dating one of the Montana boys.
Boys.
Who, like, I just made you go down this rabbit hole today. I'm like, will you please look at their Instagram because I'm going to talk about them. So they were on her podcast and it's so cute. The whole situation's really cute. I found myself really smiling and really happy for her. And then I listened to her best friend, Justin, their podcast together where he met him for the first time. And then I also started to listen to When She Hard Launched on the podcast. So I'm listening to three podcasts about her and this Montana
Good
boy.
Lord.
He's super cute. I mean, I've already said that on this podcast. Like,
I will say, since you made me go look at that fucking Instagram, that when they all were doing the one by one singing of that fucking song, I was like, ugh. And then I realized he was like the last one. I'm like, okay, thank God. He's the cutest one out of however many there are.
For sure. So anyways, I don't think I'll give her my Instagram follow quite yet, but maybe.
I was a 80 head. We were texting throughout the week and she said she randomly watched an episode or two from The Hill's New Beginnings. And it was just saying like how weird everybody else looks. And then there's Kristen. I'm like, God, I'm like, she's so pretty. It's so fucking annoying.
I know. She just seems honestly like when you listen to her and Justin, the best friend, they seem like a blast to be around.
Yeah.
And she looks great. I mean, I don't know why sometimes I'm just like drinking the haterade. Talk about a phrase that should be retired, huh?
Haterade.
But I think it was just because her take on a few like health, wellness trends really just fucking annoyed me.
Oh, I mean, I saw a story from her today where she was at some sort of fucking like wellness clinic getting injected with all of this, not like Botox or anything, but like serums and
vitamin
gonna do this
B12.
Gonna do this light therapy that'll
sure
get your whatever. It must be really nice to have all of this money where you can just do fucking random shit like that, where your fourth layer of skin can be rejuvenated to make your outer layer of skin tighter. What? You know? Here's my question with the fucking Montana boys is why do they keep singing that one fucking song? I had to listen to country when I worked at the eye clinic and that song was on all the time and I hate it so much. And like, what? Like, who? Why?
I don't know, man.
This is the generational gap right now is I don't understand this type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow they've done this and they've made it big. They made the move to Nashville.
I do. Like I saw today that she was asked about the, you know, negative comments about her relationship. And she was just basically just like, I don't fucking care.
She's like said she'll have a baby with him.
Yeah. And that's
she's
awesome.
she's like submitting. Clearly, like from like what she's talking about.
Yeah, you were like submission. I didn't.
She's submitting. No, sorry, she's smitten. Yeah. Like it's very clear. So good for her, you know.
And also, she seems to have she's kind of like the female version of Nick Viall, where she seems to just know who she is as a person. She knows what she'll put up with, what she won't put up with. So I guess I would think that she'll trust herself to make the decisions that are right for her.
Exactly.
God, podcasts. Speaking of podcasts, do you have any more podcast stuff to talk about?
I listened to Call Her Daddy today. That Denise Huskins was on there, who is from
the
American Nightmare Netflix show, who was kidnapped. I questioned whether I needed to listen to it because, I mean, I've just watched the show, but it was a good like refresh. And She did a really good job asking questions, and just the fucking ringer this woman was put through. And anyways, it was good. I'd give it a listen.
I read something. Is she, she's not coming out with a podcast or something, but she's like going to tell her whole story or something with that.
I don't know. Okay. I didn't listen to the whole thing. So maybe at the end she said something.
God, I don't. I wish I could remember. I just saw it yesterday.
I think
yesterday.
She's writing a book. I thought she
okay,
said.
Maybe that is what it is. I didn't click into it because I also feel that I know everything, but I would still listen or read or watch whatever it was.
I feel like we can talk about some VPR stuff in conjunction with podcasts.
Yeah, because I listened to the Sheena podcast today and I had a lot of fun.
Interesting. Okay, I did not listen to her podcast.
So I'm going to go through the Sheena pod thoughts before we get like deep dive into VPR.
Okay.
She mentioned on her podcast that she had Ariana's brother over and his new fiance.
Yeah.
Which if you are following VPR right now, you know that he hasn't talked to Ariana in several months. Ariana and his fiance don't seem to like get along. Nobody really knows, but they're not like close.
Yeah.
So weird. Jeremy, right?
Yeah.
Weird that Sheena had him over. She also, this was a Ask Me Questions podcast. Where'd she get that idea from me last week? Probably not.
Right.
She was mentioning how they just moved into their new house and how Brock was doing so much around the house and hung their TV. And she fucking brought up Rob again and how Brock didn't hang the TV in less than 7 minutes, but she definitely exaggerated the 7 minutes in season six and just didn't realize that the TV that Rob hung was just hung very differently than the one Brock hung. Are you fucking serious?
What a fucking snooze fest.
God damn it.
The fact that you even told me that, I just want to punch myself.
I know. And she's still fucking talking about John Mayer. She said she saw a comment somewhere from The Sun about how they wanted to know how she felt about how John Mayer said he like never hooked up with her. And she said that she's never even seen any comments like that. And she was sure they made this up. And just stop talking about him. Oh my God. And Nick Viall has made fun of her for this several times on his podcast. She talked about the Joe situation and how she just is not that girl who would go so hard and be like a mean girl. But she was, I don't know if you know this, but she was drinking that episode.
Oh, she was? Oh my gosh.
And she just, you know, she said she really did have cute braids. So she just really wanted people, her to show them off. And then she said her problem was that Joe wore a Tom hat to that outing and Katie was there.
Oh God.
Are you fucking serious? So you are going to be pissed at this showgirl for wearing a Tom hat for Katie being there. But this whole thing going on with Ariana now, she can't be mad at Tom anymore who cheated on her, but Joe can't wear the Tom hat because Katie and Schwartz have been divorced for 3 years.
Right.
What the fuck? She also talked a lot of shit about Nick Viall.
Excellent.
And said that Nick Viall's podcast just really wasn't doing that well until Scandoval happened. And he's really leaning into Scandoval to keep his podcast relevant. And that talking about her just gets him so many listens. So if that's how he's going to roll, like, she's fine with it.
Sure. I mean, I don't doubt that deep diving into Scandoval brought everybody listeners. Sheena would know because she got listeners too. But I think Nick Viall's pod was doing just fine.
Yeah. Yep. Me too. I did listen to the Katie and Dana pod, and it was interesting to hear Dana's take on the Katie and Max situation.
Yeah.
I love that Dana hates Max so much and just thinks he's like a vile human being.
Right.
But they spent so much time talking about their days and either starting or ending with TikTok. Fuck TikTok. Like, Dana, like, basically said she, like, just will scroll through it all day long. And, like, Katie will end her day just, like, scrolling. Find something else to do, everybody. I do not understand TikTok. And whenever anybody talks to me about TikTok or tries to send me anything from TikTok, it makes me want to stab myself in the ear. I hate it so much.
You are the exception there because everybody loves TikTok.
But
I mean,
like,
I don't. I'm not on TikTok, but.
I mean, I keep, like, all these, like, YouTube people that we follow, like, the cooking people, they're all starting to just food hacks that we saw on TikTok that we're going to debunk. Like, I just don't fucking care about TikTok. Anyways, let's talk about Vanderpump. Do you have anything to say about last week since you weren't?
No, I mean, I think you probably did just a great job.
Cool.
I'm like confusing the two, which
I know
parts were on what episodes, but I think we saw 2 weeks of Ariana blowing up at Tom.
Well, the
Oh, so, no. Was the water party in the same episode as the beach day? Okay.
So, like, last week's was when he came up and tried to talk to her about the email thing. I mean, yeah, this latest episode was the beach and then the party at James's.
Got it. Oof. I love Katie. Yep. Katie is thriving this season. And just, like, her take on the workout.
She's my hero.
And, like, at the water party when she was, like,
it's just water.
Basically calling bullshit. And I'm so here for it.
That's if I could be anybody from VPR, I feel like I would be Katie.
Right. And like she rocks her weird cut off jean shirt with that t-shirt dress and she's got all the confidence and I love it.
I admire Katie's confidence so much. That was in my notes.
And the fact that when her and Tom Schwartz were talking, she was like, and once you start making better decisions about your clothes, because he wore really bad clothes that whole episode, what are you doing? Put on a shirt that fits. Did you wash that? Why is it so stretched out? Why don't you just go wear a bathrobe around?
Did you used to weigh 300 pounds and you like can't get rid of your old clothes?
And why is Lala in a fucking bathrobe? Put on leggings.
Dude, I know that you for sure had thoughts about this, but like the first scene she knows in and she was just wearing like a fucking huge sweatshirt. Did she have pants on under it? Nobody knows because the sweatshirt went down to her knees. But like large clothing is something I wear and wore a lot when I had like gained a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at Sheena, somebody who looks like she weighs about 75 pounds wearing these oversized baggy clothes, I don't understand why.
It's a style.
Like, right. And then we've talked about this. It's the style for like the 20 somethings, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just so desperate. God, I think I said the exact same thing when last time we talked about this, but it just blows my mind.
Yeah. And even to the water party, both her and Ariana had on like these like sweatsuits with like sports bras, and it's just a weird look to me all around.
Yeah,
again, it's a 20 something look, and I'm not saying they shouldn't try to rock it. They certainly do rock it, and it's not like they look really bad. It's just like
it looks like you're trying
just,
really hard.
Yeah, just like I don't know, man.
I do want to say like I get why people are annoyed with Ariana or like want to villainize her this season. Like, I can see that. But I want to, like, real life this for a second. This is a situation with her and Tom that nobody, I would like to say, in the real world can relate with. Like, breaking up with somebody after this amount of time, living with them for this long, like, being in a reality show, etc., right? Like, when we break up with somebody in real life, it's like, dude, fuck off, bye, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bye. But side note, how amazing would it be to be able to like yell at them like she yells at Tom, because it's just kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
But also like how long did it take you to get over your last long-term relationship?
Right.
You know, or a relationship in general. Again, this is 3 to 4 months afterwards. If this were 4 years later, yeah, maybe. Like, hey, you know?
Right.
But I just don't understand. And I don't remember who said it in this episode. I'm sure it was Lala. But like using her new boyfriend as ammunition and saying things that, well, she met Dan so fast, so I don't even know why she even like cares about this stuff anymore. Like, what do you mean you don't understand why she cares about this stuff? It's just 10 years of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about the Ariana stuff. What are your thoughts?
I agree. Like, Phil and I watched it together and he was saying it's frustrating. Like, it's just the situation is frustrating.
Yeah.
And I get it. It is. But I also understand, like you just said, it's 9 to 10 years of your life. You have a home. And I think I really appreciated you and I were talking about Heather McDonald was on Lala's podcast. And she was really just like coming from both sides. She's mm-hmm. like, sure, like it is annoying, but like maybe she is being petty staying in the house. And that's her right. Like she deserves to be petty. So, yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
And to be there, I'm sure, in person is uncomfortable. And I just don't think Ariana's going to be on the show next year.
I'm hoping nobody will be on the show next year. I still think it's amazing to me. And I think it was that Instagram. It's not Cocomelon. What is that Instagram?
Coco Macoco or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. They're posting all of these like deleted scenes or unaired scenes and like the scenes without the censorship, which, man, I love so much. But how fucking Sandoval is just still saying shit like, oh, she's the laziest person I know. Like, you've never cleaned the litter box. And then they'll like pan back to her cleaning the litter box. So do I understand why in those moments she is getting like, you know, she's going from 0 to the 4th of July? Like, fuck yeah, man. You know, she's at this beach day and you got this motherfucker over here being like, just like muttering under his breath, like shit about her. And I, dude, man, like the fucking nerve of this guy.
Well, and then did you see the deleted scene they showed on Instagram of last year?
Yeah.
Where Lala had like said a couple of things about Ariana on a podcast, like, we don't give a shit about each other, this and that. And like the scene wasn't aired, like half the scene was, but then there were parts cut out when Lala's like, she's something like, you don't answer my, you don't text me, this and that. And then Ariana pulled up her text. She's like, look at all of these texts I sent you.
Receipts.
And then Lala's like, let me see, let me see. And like, I was kind of on Lala's side last year because the way she presents it to Ariana, she just seems like cool, calm, and collect because she's sober. And like, no, like,
no.
The situation is actually Lala's being a fucking psycho.
And I said it last week and I'll say it again. I'm just like, I'm so confused. Like, it does seem like her and Sheena are really trying to lean into this and like help fuel this, like make Ariana a villain thing. And whether they're doing it to campaign for a season 12 or whatever the reason is, I still am just so confused. And maybe if Lala wasn't so...
She's aggressive.
Yes. But like looking at last season, season 10, like when Raquel would like come up and talk to Katie or Ariana, like Lala was just so against everything having to do with Raquel. And now here we are and she's just completely flipped. You know,
she's evolved, Brie. She's evolved.
And like, I don't know if it was Heather McDonald or this Coco Instagram, but like comparing the Rand situation and like, they made a really good point. Like, Lala, you walked into that house with Rand. Like, it wasn't your house. Like, you moved in there. And then when shit hit the fan, you moved out.
Right.
God. Yeah. It is blowing my mind. And Sheena made a comment on her pod today that, cause of course, one of the questions were if her and Ariana are still friends. She said they left the reunion and hugged it out and they've been like texting. So the rumor I saw is that Ariana and Lala go at it hard at the reunion and like Ariana puts Lala in her fucking place.
I think the fact that Lala's trying to spin it like she won this reunion situation means she didn't. You know, here's the situation I'm seeing unfold. I know we're just kind of going back and forth between the pod and the episode, but Lala and Sheena dragged Tom Sandoval for months, okay?
Yep.
And they did it for clicks, podcast listens, money. I mean, they sold merch.
So much merch.
Okay? And like,
I bought it.
I loved it. I was fully engaged. And fucking 100% flipped the switch because now they're back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Lala said it as much on her pod. They're an ensemble cast and she's going to make it work for the money, for the show. And that's fine. But you can't get mad at Ariana for not doing it your way.
Like, yeah.
Lala wants her experience to be Ariana's. She thinks she's right about how she thinks she should know what Ariana's experience should be. And that's just not the case.
So where am I right now? I'm in season five when Lala and James like make the looks like nobody's been working on their summer bodies.
Yeah.
That. So it's really interesting in that party that they're at, Ariana goes over to Lala and like tries to console her. And then later she's talking to the girls and she's like, it's nobody's business, like who she's dating. Like she's a hostess at a restaurant that we all work with. Like you guys don't deserve to like be in her business because of whatever reason. And Ariana has always been very vocal about that. Like, I'm a person on this show. Like, you know, this doesn't give you a right to like access this. This doesn't give you the right, whatever. She's always been very real about that. And you look at Ariana from the start of being on Vanderpump to now, and she's always like been the same person.
Yes.
So that in and of itself is something to be very proud of because you got all these other fucking flip-floppers. And somebody else I was really disappointed in this episode was James. Like,
yeah,
at his house, he apologized to Sandoval when Sandoval left, like, oh, sorry, bro. And like at the beach day, it seemed like he was really trying to like egg it on and make it a problem.
Yeah.
And
he was like, bringing up like the fact that somebody brought up Raquel last year.
Exactly.
And he threw the drink in the face. And now he's bringing up shit in front of Ariana about Tom. And
it's fucked up.
It is. And I don't know. I'm trying to think what you just said that I had a comment about.
Ariana being her like the same.
Oh, yeah. And that's really always bitter in the ass because if you think about how she always defended Lala and invited Lala to places. And then once season over, Lala invited everybody on the private jets with Rand except Ariana and Sandoval. Like, she just cut them right out. So like her, they've never been tight. I mean,
so weird.
And she says, Lala says constantly that she's happy for Ariana. And I fully believe that's bullshit. She's not happy for Ariana.
I don't think anybody in that group is happy for Ariana, except maybe Allie and Katie.
Yeah. She's like, I'm asking questions this season. This is what she said on her podcast, because things aren't making sense. I fucking feel like things make sense to me. I'm sorry they're not making sense to you. You're not the voice of the group. You're the voice of Lala. So if things aren't making sense to you, that's fine, but you don't speak for everybody. And that's okay that they don't make sense to you. It's none of your fucking business.
And God, like, again, like, Lala, do you know what doesn't make sense this season? You and Sheena.
Ugh.
Also, somebody else that needs to sit the fuck down is Brock.
Ugh.
I could not believe that he just, like, spilled the beans about Katie and Max. And the way he did it was so stupid. Like, it's your boy, bruh. It's your boy. I can't say it in an accent. But, like, just gross.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that was, like, the previous weeks. But then this latest episode, like, right in the beginning when, you know, Sheena's in the fucking tub or whatever. And
cold plunge.
God, gross. Cool MeUndies Barbie stuff. You know, fuck off, Sheena. And it's just, even on her podcast, like, she was just like, it wasn't Brock's place to say it, but he said it, like, still, like, snippy at him about that. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, you probably wanted him to say that as much as anybody else.
Agreed. Although I do appreciate that she got annoyed with him for that because it was not his place. But also, like, what do you expect? I don't know.
Why does her voice have to crack so much?
Oh, I got really annoyed when she was like, and then I checked your location. And it kept going up and down.
And then I thought,
And then the creme de la creme was like, Ariana bought a house. I think you mentioned that last week. And Lala called it little this week. Like, she wasn't saying like, she didn't say it in the context of, it's a little house. But she was like, I mean, it's just, it's a little house, you know, only 3 bedrooms. And it's like, why do you say, like, she is just cutting her down at every point. And that said, I'm really enjoying the show right now. Like,
do you want to go burn or send it to Daryl hoodies?
I didn't buy one.
I know, but I have two. So we can
each okay. Well, that's the thing with reality TV. Another thing you and I were talking about is, like, with the Housewives, for example, it ebbs and flows with who you like one season and then who you don't like.
While I agree with you, I look at this show from the beginning, and Kate is watching, one of our listeners is watching that show right now, and so she's, like, asking me a lot about, like, Stassi and Jax and, like, do they keep being pieces of shit? Jax, yeah, obviously. But there were episodes in the first season where I don't think I like Stassi, but then I feel like I always like Stassi. Like, there's certain people where, yeah, they will do dumb shit and you're like, God, fuck. But there are people that you like throughout the entire thing. And I'm going to go ahead and say, like, Lala has been a person that I've loved this entire show.
For the most part, yeah.
I will say, I mean, and her and James have said this before, like, they made that show for a few seasons. Like,
yeah.
So fucking funny. But yeah, I've always liked Ariana, but did you say this? Like, Ariana has just never been, like, in the real thick of things. She's always, like, been on the outside, which you are absolutely right. And Sheena answered this question on her pod today about, like, if she thinks Vanderpump is going to be back for season 12. And she said it's getting hard to answer that question because, you know, they don't work for Lisa anymore. Lisa's not, like, running their lives. And so she thinks there'll be opportunities for them to come back somehow, but doesn't know if it'll be Vanderpump. Because, you know, are you going to be in the Valley more? I hope so, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting little off season for that show.
I did admire Tom and Katie's conversation. Like, I really just appreciated that those two at the party talking about the Max situation were just kind of like,
he could give a shit.
Exactly. And I appreciated it.
And thank God.
Yes.
Because that would be frustrating.
I don't need any more, like, Tom and Katie drama.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, James had me cracking up a couple times. I don't really even know for what. But
is it because he's always just sitting in the background, like, laughing at stuff?
Yeah,
and, like,
he gives some good narrative sometimes. Yeah.
Do I think Sheena got a nose job? Yeah.
Like, the thing is, it's just been a weird season, and I'm liking the last, like, 4 episodes or something. And they always start out a bit slow. I don't know.
What do you think of the Anne situation?
I don't know. Like, I don't really like Anne as much as everybody else seems to.
Oh, I could give two shits about Anne, but
like, she's a bit odd.
Just trying to think of how she thought that was gonna go with, you know,
yeah,
whatever. But yeah, I guess I don't care enough to even talk about her either.
Right.
But he did spend a lot of time talking about her on his podcast, which I know I've already mentioned, but
I thought it was funny that Heather McDonald was like, Anne's everybody, every person who hires a assistant's worst nightmare. She goes on podcasts. She talks about you, like airs your dirty laundry. So, I mean, and like, yeah, point made.
I feel like this leads us right into the valley.
I'm two episodes behind.
All right. Well, I'm going to. Sorry. It's okay. This isn't whatever. It's been hard for me to take the show seriously. Mainly
okay.
because
I kind of know what's going on a little bit. Okay.
Because, you know, Jax and Brittany are separated. That other couple who, are getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Jax is psychotic.
Yeah.
I don't have another word to describe him.
Ooh, did you see what he said at his bar about Vanderpump Rules being scripted?
Are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah.
No. Are you joking?
Oh, did you tell me that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just forgot. I watched the whole thing last night and I was...
It's so nuts, right?
He's like, just... What word are we saying?
Unhinged.
Carry on.
I love that you just tried to play that off. Like,
oh, God.
The whole thing with inviting Kristen's ex-boyfriend to that guy's night was so bonkers. And I'm glad that everybody else told him what a shitty idea that was. But he still tried to spin it when he was telling Luke about it, that he was doing this for, like, his own benefit. Like, if I'm going to be your friend, we'll get to know you, but you have to hang out in our group. So that means you have to hang out with your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. Kristen's ex-boyfriend. Yuck.
Yeah.
And I guess you won't be able to like comment on this, but so while they're having that guy's night, while her ex-boyfriend is in the same place as Luke, they're like having this girl's night, and Kristen and Brittany like get into it because they find out that she invited, or that Jax invited her ex-boyfriend, and Brittany knew about it. And she was like, well, yeah, I just didn't want to tell you, but Jax really just did it like out of the goodness of his heart type thing. Fuck Brittany. Okay. Also, I can't stand Brittany. But so her and Kristen are just like yelling at each other, and everybody is backing Kristen up because whatever Brittany is saying is not making any fucking sense. And it was just amazing to me that this happened and people were basically trying to blame Kristen for it because she wasn't okay with it. Can you imagine if, I don't even know what kind of situation I'm going to be able to say here, but like, what the fuck, dude?
That's super fucking shady because they're like besties.
Yeah. Also, her face is so distracting. It is hard to watch.
Can't wait.
So frowny. It's really distracting. And I hate that I have to see Max because he was at the guy's night, but he's like off kind of in the background, kind of like how Dana is on VPR right now. But I just hate that he is there because he's so gross.
He is so gross, but I love it.
I don't even know what else to say about this show.
Are you going to keep watching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Luke is a really good guy and I really like him.
Yeah.
He just does not fit into the show because he is so down to earth and such a real human being. So watching his dynamics with especially Jax, who is just a fumbling idiot, and then Luke just being able to say exactly what he's thinking, being right, and watching Jax try to catch up and spin it in some weird way. It's just, it is good.
The wheel hamster is just a turning in Jack's head.
Hamster's just not running as fast as it needs to be.
He's so stupid.
Ugh.
One of the last things that I'm watching, Top Chef is back.
Yes.
And I think you probably talked about it last week, but the show just makes me so happy.
So good.
Like, it is just a welcome breath of just like,
I feel like I said it exactly how I wanted to say it last week because I haven't been able to like word it correctly, but like, because I didn't ever want it to come off as like a dig towards Padma, but like, I just didn't realize Top Chef was missing anything until Kristen stepped in. And it's like, this season is so, I mean, it's the same, but it's so different. And how, did you watch this week's yet?
No, I'm one episode behind.
Okay. But she's just like, when they're judging and stuff, like, she's just like, it's fucking awesome. Like, I just appreciate everything that, and she calls Tom out for something because he makes a comment to one of the contestants and she's like, you have no idea the little things you say and how much they just like fuck with people's heads. And I love that she can just say this kind of stuff.
So the last one we watched was at the Miller High Life cave.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever. And they had that comedian there.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I said to Phil, I'm like, they should have a comedian at every single one of these chef's dinners because it just makes it so much lighter.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so stuffy. And Kristen definitely makes it less stuffy.
Yeah, for sure.
She's from Kentwood, which is just like right near Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I really like the woman who is the pit master.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you that. And then I like the Frenchman, but then I also really like, I think he made like the soup that won the first challenge, the Posole soup or whatever.
I need something else to go off of.
Well, he won the first challenge.
Well, yeah, but that was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, and then he...
Can you give me some physical attributes? He's kind of tall and he wears t-shirts sometimes. Help me out here.
I think he's like of a Spanish descent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy.
Mateo?
I'm not sure, but I do know who you're talking about.
Madison.
I'm not sure what his name is.
Okay, sorry. I like him.
Yeah, I also like didn't think I was going to like... her name isn't Radhika, but it reminds me of Radhika, like Ratika, maybe.
Oh, yeah, she won the last challenge. Yeah, yeah.
She is real good, and she was going to bug me at first, I thought, but she's not bugging me.
She put the mustard in the dessert, and I have a bakery book from Brooklyn that I have, like, anyways, there's cookies that have mustard in them, and I want to make them.
All right.
So it's a thing.
The girl I can't stand so far is, you'll know it after you watch this episode, with the laugh. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's kind of like Survivor. No, it's not. But it's hard to keep these people straight the first few episodes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really fun seeing Milwaukee and like...
Oh, we love Milwaukee.
Yeah, we do. I don't even want to talk about Survivor. I don't care. I didn't watch this week's yet.
I know. You guys, we have a hot take. Well, I think I'm done with Survivor.
I might be, at least until it merges for sure, and then maybe I'll come back. But
man, you have such high hopes for this season.
Talk about a season or a show that needs a fucking shakeup. And I don't mean a hosting shakeup. Like, I don't know. Bring back the old school players, maybe have another all-star season. I don't know, but these people got to go.
Oh my God. I asked Stu who got kicked off like the last episode.
I can't even remember.
Like, I can't even fucking remember. Nope. Like,
I just know it wasn't the purple team. Yeah. And
sad. You know it's sad, but true.
What is that from?
It's a Metallica song.
God, Amy texted me and she was like, sorry, but she was just like, she said she was telling Dan that she wanted to go to Limp Bizkit. And I was like, she did not answer this question, but I was like, Limp Bizkit's touring? I'm like, where the fuck are they playing?
Oh my God.
So it's just as funny that we did this Woodstock thing for whatever, and like, this is all just coming back to fruition.
Speaking, I saw on like 90s whatever that I follow on Instagram, 90s Addict, or I think you follow the same one. Christina and Britney were presenting at like in 2000 at some award show, and they were like, oh, it's been such a great night. We got to meet Whitney Houston, and Britney's like, and Eminem, and Christina's like, please. Excellent. And they showed like the audience, and Eminem is like, what? You know, and then they showed Kid Rock, and I'm like, who is he with? And I'm like,
Pamela Anderson?
No, it's Jamie King.
What?
Yes. Like, Goody Two Shoes herself. They like dated for a hot second.
Yuck.
I know.
It's been a big album sale year that
right.
Gross.
Man, she just looks so different.
Do you remember when Christina and Fred Durst performed together at the VMAs?
Yeah.
Cool.
She did it all for the Nookie.
God. Unbelievable.
Well, what a time.
I'm trying to... 80 brought this to my attention, but now I'm trying to like get us all in the same boat. Third Eye Blind is playing in Chicago on June 28th, which is my birthday.
Oh, don't go. What are we supposed to do without you?
Old Yellow Card is also playing with them. And 10 years ago for my 28th birthday, we saw Third Eye Blind, Dashboard, whatever. And so I think that'd be really fun. It would just be a day that we'd be gone. And it's probably not going to happen anyways. But anyways.
Anything else?
Take motherfucking talk. Am I right? Do you think that we'll hang out this weekend?
Do you have anything else for the pod?
No, I don't.
I did listen to the Jennifer Garner episode as well of the Dear Felicity podcast. And really just, what a fucking delight she is.
I wish I could be friends with Jennifer Garner.
She is just great. She's too nice for us.
And how is it, like, she said so many great things about Kara Russell, where I mean, I've obviously had this hope in my head forever that Kara Russell is as great as she seems to be, like Jennifer Garner, and it really just seems like she is.
Oh my God.
You know, it's so great. All right. Well, I think that's all from us here in Petoskey. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Salty Sisters. You know where to find us, Instagram. Kristen, I'm so glad you're back.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Bye.
Bye.